Psalm 104 from the New King James, and it's titled by the editors, Praise to the Sovereign Jehovah for His Creation and Providence. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits, his ministers flames of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nests. The stork has her home in the fir trees. The high cliffs are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Now this is a fairly long psalm, 35 verses. I'm not going to do my normal verse by verse going through it. I'm going to have to break it into pieces and look at it that way. And it starts out, bless the Lord, O my soul. And we spoke some last week about what it would mean to bless God, to look at how great he is and to give him credit for the things that he does. It's a slightly different perspective than saying praise him, which is to give him the glory that he deserves. And this starts, bless the Lord, O my soul. I'm looking at Jehovah as Jehovah, my God, and you are very great. And then look at the things that he did. As I read through here, those of you who are familiar with the book of Genesis should have seen a recapitulation of sorts of the days of creation. For he started by laying the beams of his upper chambers, his clouds his chariot, walks on the wings of the wind, and his angel spirits, ministers flames of fire. He prepared to form the earth. He laid the foundation of the earth and made it so it would not be moved. And here we see the waters, the earth being void and without form, the waters covering the mountains. And as God made the land to rise above the waters and the waters to return to the deep. And then, of course, you see that the flood came. And in verse 9, you set a boundary that they, the waters, may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. We see again, as we see throughout the Psalms, and something that is not emphasized enough when the church looks at the Old Testament writings, that Jehovah or Yahweh was not considered the God of Palestine, the God of Israel, the God of that area. He is the Creator God who made all things and asserts authority over all beings, humans and otherwise, not just Israel, not just the land, as they say, between the river and the sea, but the entire earth. He made it. Going on through here, you see, he sends the springs into the valleys, gives drink to the beasts of the field, takes care of the wild donkeys. And that's used in Scripture and other places to refer to unbelievers. Going on, the birds of the heaven have their home because of the branches from the trees that he provides. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. Verse 14, I want to pay attention to the verb there. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of the earth. This is not the Creator God, the God of the theists, who wound up the clock and walked away. This is a providential God who has his hands in everything that's done. The grass doesn't grow because God made grass in the earth and that's just the way it does, because that's what grass does. The grass grows because Jehovah makes the grass to grow. The grass doesn't grow because it does and the donkeys have found a way through evolution to somehow derive sustenance from it. The grass grows for the purpose of feeding the wild donkeys. The grass grows for the purpose of providing for the creatures that God made. They've got it completely backwards. These things God has done on purpose to take care of those that he created. Not just grass to grow for the cattle, though, but for vegetation for the service of man, that he might bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. And here we see the different areas of a man's life that God has provided for. And it is good, as we see, that man might work to get food the way God has determined should be done, and to do so in gratitude for God who set it all up, made it all work. Verse 16 on again, the trees that God made, the cedars that he planted, are there for the birds, the stork, the high cliff for the wild goats, and the cliffs for the rock badgers. Again, the covenant God is not just the God of the covenanted man, the covenanted woman, but he is the God of the rock badgers, the wild goats, the goyim, the nations, the earth, the mountains. He claims and asserts authority over all creation. Not just on earth. He appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knows it's going down. He made the darkness, and it is night. And he did this for a purpose again. The purpose so that the beasts would have time to creep about, and the young lions to roar after their prey, and seek their food from God. And again, things don't just happen because that's how he designed them to happen. They happen because he makes those things to happen. Outside of our understanding, and in ways we do not and cannot get, he makes that gazelle to get caught by the lion that the lion may feed. It's kind of hard on the gazelle, but the lion needs it. And that's the purpose for which it was created. It's not random. It's not evolutionary. God makes these things to happen. It's in his plan, and it comes into our lives too. When bad things happen to good people, why is that? And man sits around and tries to come up with all these logical ways that it's for this and that and for our growth and for our punishment and for our whatever. It's not for our anything. For God's purposes, that they may stand and that his rule would obtain over the earth. When the sun rises, the beasts gather together and lie down in their dens, and man goes out to work and to his labor until the evening. And again, it was good. This is the way he created things. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. You kids know what manifold means? It just means how many things put together into one thing there are. Like a manifold on a car. It gathers the things from all the different cylinders and puts it into one exhaust. So it's a gathering of many to one. How manifold are your works. In wisdom you've made them all. Understand that, people. In wisdom God made his works. We complain about the rain when it comes too much, when it doesn't come enough. We complain. I bet the gazelle complains when the lion grabs him and drags him down. But God in his wisdom has made these works. The earth is full of your possessions, we say to God, the great and wide sea and all the things that are in them, living things small and great. He made them when he made the sea. They didn't make themselves. That seems silly, doesn't it? They didn't make themselves. He made them. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. This is not poetic license. This is the assertion of Scripture all the way through. God provides. God does the work. God makes it happen. He gives us tasks, but through our work, He gives us food. He gives us what we need. And the creatures here, even those who are not believers, even those who are not made after the image of God, when He hides His face, they are troubled. He takes away their breath. They die and return to the dust. He sends forth His Spirit, and they are created. He renews the face of the earth. The point of this psalm that drives through is there's nothing that's outside of the purview, the responsibility, and the authority of God. The man who says, I will not have this one to rule over me, is a fool. The king will either command or the king will condemn, but the king will not say, go on and do as you will. You cannot rebel against this king. May the glory of Jehovah endure forever. May Jehovah rejoice in His works. That's why we're here, is to work to His plan, that He may rejoice in His creation. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hill and they smoke. And finally, I will sing to Jehovah as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to Him, and I will be glad in Jehovah. And finally, may sinners be consumed from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Praise Jehovah. Now, something I want to see in through here, if you read your book of Genesis and you read through the Psalms, man working and things growing, and animals hither and yon and all this, is how God created the earth. This is not some place that we are temporarily, but man was created for the earth, and it is being redeemed. The work that we do is not a result of the fall. That it's as hard as it is. But mankind working to provide for himself and God's plan as He provides for him is God's plan for us. And in that we rejoice, and in that we praise the Lord, and in that we bless the Lord.